Prepare for a whole new sporting experience. This is Sports Planet.
The business of generating power for Nigeria is extremely challenging. From inadequate gas supply to generating plants, contentious billing and metering systems, power supply is one of Nigeria's biggest challenges. And the people charged with untying this Gordian knot are working day and night for a solution. But we know what they say about all work and no play. And this is the major reason why Egwene Power PLC, the largest power generating plant in Nigeria and indeed Sub-Saharan Africa, is investing heavily in building recreational and sporting facilities for its workforce and creating avenues where they can let off a little steam. Pun intended. And one of these avenues was a recent friendly football match between the workers of Egwene Power PLC and Transcorp Power Limited, owners of the Ugeli Power Plant. The power tussle between teams from both plants is a clear indication that in the business of generating power for Africa's most populous country, one must not neglect the well-being of the people charged with solving this problem. Welcome to Sports Planet, your premium news and magazine sports show. Today on the show, we'll be reviewing the very entertaining friendly match between workers of two of Nigeria's biggest power generating plants, which was a huge carnival and a chance for workers of both organizations to build bridges of friendship. On Saturday, Sports Planet was invited to witness a very entertaining friendly football match between workers of Egwene Power PLC, the nation's biggest power generating plant, and Transcorp Power Limited from the Ugeli Power Plant. The match was held at the expansive sports center of the Egwene Power Plant in Ikorodu, with the home side thrashing the visitors 3-0 in an entertaining but very one-sided encounter.
Could you please tell us your name and exactly your designation?
My name is Dallas Peavy. I'm the CEO MD of Egwene Power PLC.
Okay. Could you tell us what is the background of today's event?
What we wanted to do here was to show Nigeria that even though we're two separate companies, privately owned companies, big companies, you know, both companies are the largest power plants in all of Nigeria. We're the largest, they're the second largest. So there's always been a bit of competition. But what we want to do is show is not only it's competition, but we do it in gamesmanship. Transcorp, they're a very, very good company. Sahara, Egwene Power is a very, very good company. Everything we do is for Nigeria. And this was a competition that grew out of that back and forth competition. They do megawatts, we do more. They did a little bit more, we did more. And so what we wanted to do was just, they have a very good soccer team. Obviously today we had the better half of that. We're going to have a rematch. We'll win that one as well. This is Egwene Power. We're proud to be here. Our employees are great, phenomenal employees. You know, we're the largest power company in all of Nigeria. We have the largest power plant in all Sub-Sahara, and it was voted the most efficient and best-run power company in all of Africa for 2015. That and the fact that they're such a big company, it was a competitive nature. As you saw today, it was very competitive. We just happened to get the better half today.
I mean, you speak with so much pride about, you know, what Egwene is achieving in Nigeria. How important was this, you know, to ensure that your employees were really keyed into this event today?
I think nobody can do anything without the employees. And the employees work very hard. You know, they work shift work. They work 7 days a week because we produce power 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And these employees sacrifice their own time with their families and others just to be competitive because they have so much pride. This is not just a power company. If you look around, this is a neighborhood. We live here. We go to school here. Our hospital is here. Our doctors are here. Our families are here. This is a community pride, and it shows what Nigeria is good for. Nigerians are so athletic. They're so big. They're so strong. They're just athletic. The good thing for America is that you haven't started playing American football yet. Outside of that, you've already dominated basketball. You haven't tried baseball. But when you come to play soccer or American football, I'm going to have to root for Nigeria because you're so good.
So what plans for the future after today?
After today, a couple of things. You know, we're working on doubling the size of this plant to have the output double. But right now it's 1,320 to 2,700 megawatts. outside of that, we're going to continue to bring, because everybody that we have here are local, except for myself, are Nigerians. Even the Koreans are from the inside. So what we want to do is we want to continue to prosper as we're doing, work very hard. We want to keep practicing our soccer because you see it brings our community together. Our kids love it. The wives love it. Everybody likes it. It's something that we have. It pulls us together. We're very proud of what they did today. We're very proud of the people of Egbert.
Okay. My name is Kingsley Okoti, the head of public relations of this company, Egbert Power PLC.
How long has this inter-plant competition been going on?
Well, we have always had a relationship with Transcorp in terms of the business we do, generating power. But in terms of this battle of the grid, it's a friendly that we have decided to come up with to celebrate our employees, especially in this month of May, where workers are being celebrated all over the world. So it's just a friendly match between Egbert staff and Transcorp staff.
3-0 your team won today. You must be absolutely delighted. But your opponents are promising that they will double that score line when you come to Ugeli. An empty threat or one you are looking for to beat?
Look, Egbert is mighty in all ramifications. We are the best in Nigeria. When we storm Ugeli, we are going to trash them more than we have done today.
Before you go, football, of course, you guys have chosen. Should we expect maybe another sport sometime in the future?
Of course, you see, all forms of employing, engaging the employee is what we are up for in Egbert Power PLC. And we have a facility which, if time permits, I want you to see, which is the clubhouse. We have a standard, a world-class swimming pool, lawn tennis courts, standard chess boards, both indoor sports and outdoor sports. So we are an all-rounder in all that we do.
Yeah, my name is Osa Sabunile. I represent the Transcorp Power Limited, Ugeli Delta State.
Well, today you guys played a great... You in particular, you are probably the most outstanding player on
Thank
your
you.
Team.
Thank you.
But unfortunately, you guys lost heavily 3-0. They'll be coming over to Ugeli. You'll be replaying this game. Are you promising them anything?
No, of course, we're promising them victory. We're going to win them.
Of course.
I wish you expect that too.
Yeah, they should expect the same scores. So we're going to give them same thing.
I wish you expect that you fortify the team.
Yeah, very well. We fortify the team. Some of our players actually didn't come. Some of them went on leave. So at least they are going to be back when we invite them. So we'll meet them. Because I'm supposed to have three other players as well as good as me. So I think I didn't really have that support. But at the end of the day, I praise my team. They tried.
Those were the voices of Dallas MPV Jr. and Kingsley Okotie, MD and Public Relations Manager of Egbert Power PLC respectively, and Osas Agbonile, a very tricky winger from the football team of Transcorp Power Limited from Ugeli Delta State.